Shop.
Hey, this is Denny, aka Den Haunt, and welcome to the Prop Shop.
Oh, you mean this is the Prop Shop?
The Prop Shop. Welcome to the Prop Shop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the pot shop. You mean I can't get any medicinal grape crush here? Is that... No?
Well, it is an artist's facility, so I'm not going to say yes, but I'm not going to say no.
Hey, man, didn't I see you on Tanked recently?
Wasn't me, man. Wasn't me. That's a nasty rumor going around.
No, I actually didn't see you on Tanked, but I heard people talking about it, that they saw you on Tanked. Isn't that the show where you get arrested for a DWI and then they throw you in the tank? Is that the show?
No. Why, Chris, that is Animal Planet's number one show of all time, Tanked.
Is it really?
It is. And not to go too far off the deep end, but apparently I am now their prop master. I'll be on several shows this season and hopefully a lot more after that. Hopefully I'll get paid for it. Who knows?
Yeah, that's always nice if they throw you a dollar or two. Yeah.
I'm on all these shows and I never get paid. What's up with that?
You're making the money and, you know, what do they do? What are they doing for you, huh? They give you a little street cred, though, I guess. Animal Planet. I don't know how much street cred you get from that, but, you know, hey.
Not in our circles, buddy.
Not in our circles.
All right. So what's going on, man?
I actually spent some time in the shop today working on some props. So any day in the shop working on props is a good day.
It's a good day.
So how about you?
Well, about the same. I've actually been in my shop for about a week now straight, trying to catch up. Life is good. As you know, I recently broke away from my old company. I'm back to an independent prop artist these days. And, God, I got to say, man, business is good.
Great. You can start paying me to be on the show? Is that the way? Can we work that out now? No?
I don't. What? I'm not already?
All right. So what's our topic of the month? Well, as if I didn't know.
Well, like we talked about, there's this fantastic new smooth-on product out there. I mentioned it briefly a couple of shows back, but for those who don't regularly listen to the show, I'll fill you in. It's called Freeform Air. What is Freeform Air, you may ask? Well, it's an extremely lightweight epoxy putty. It's an A and a B. You mix them one-to-one by volume. And once you mix them, you've got about 4 hours to work with it. So kind of think of it as a sticky clay. You can use it for a ton of different stuff. Now, Chris, I know you recently had a project based on one of our conversations where you used this stuff. What did you do?
I was working on that vine creature. I wanted to create the vine creature, but I needed to do some kind of a molding with the head. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do exactly, and I was kind of basing it off of a prop that I had seen from another company, though I wanted to do my complete different take on it so it didn't look like I was just trying to copy their prop. And I think I achieved the said result. And anyway, so I used Freeform Air based on your recommendation, and it came out phenomenal. I did the fangs, I did the thorns, and I molded almost all the head. I used a foam wig head, and then I built out the entire head by just adding layers of the Freeform Air. And then I created big spiky thorns coming out of his head. I did the teeth. I just kind of rolled the teeth up. I took a piece of the putty. I rolled it up in my hands, and I formed it into teeth shapes and just laid them all out there of various different sizes. And came back the next morning. They were hard as freaking rocks. And then I added some more to the face, and I created the mouth and a tongue. I pushed the teeth into place. For somebody who has never done any sculpting, and not to say that you maybe this is the best stuff to actually sculpt with, but for what I was doing, it was perfect. It was perfect. It was it served every need that I had. I thought the head came out phenomenal. I used a little cotton ball latex to add a little outer texture to it when I was done. Dude, I feel that I've knocked it out of the park.
I can't wait to see it.
2013's best attic prop. Hey, I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. Are you going to be giving mad props
to myself to again?
Again?
Not that I haven't done it.
Well, straight from their website, I did a little research because, like most of the products I work with, basically I'll go to the art store or go online. I'll see something that's interesting to me. I'll buy it for the sake of buying it, and then I'll kind of figure out how to use it. So that's what I've been doing for the past 6 months or so. But I went over their website to find out what else can this stuff do. So we talked about how it mixed. You know, it's a 1A to 1B by volume. Something I learned that I didn't know is it floats for whatever. If there's a haunter out there who might need a prop to float, this stuff floats. And better yet, it'll cure underwater, which is interesting as hell.
You know, actually, I am glad you brought that up because we have Scully standing by right now who's going to test this out by going into the well to see if it will cure in water. Scully, get in the well.
Screw you. You go in.
Get in the freaking well.
No.
Hey, Scully, is that Eva Longoria over there?
Where?
Does it cure in water the same, about the same time it will cure in air, or is it?
As far as I know, now regarding the curing properties of this product, it is what they call mass sensitive. So the thicker it is, the faster it cures. I guess there's more chemicals, it creates more heat or whatever. I would imagine, and I'm just guessing, that the temperature of the water may have something to do with it. But for instance, you know, if you have 1.5 inches, your pot life's about 30 minutes. It's going to cure in about 2.5 hours. Take that down to 1/8 inch, your pot life is 120 minutes, and it's going to take about 8 to 10 hours to get a partial cure. So there's a big difference in how thick it is.
Okay, explain pot life.
Pot life is how long...
Do we get back to my original premise that with the medicinal grape crush? No? Oh, Maui Wowie? Okay, anyway, so what's pot life?
Pot life is your working time. How long the stuff has actual pliability, workability. After this time, can you work with it? Yeah, sure you can, but you're not. It's going to crack. You're not going to get the full benefit of the properties of the item that you're working with.
Okay.
Did that make any sense?
No,
Did you get that?
Yeah, it makes sense. So it's roughly how long you can work with it before it's going to get a little. It's going to get a little too hard to work with. It's going to get a little too sticky.
Well, it starts hardening from the inside out because it's curing. It's a chemical cure versus like a dry. It's not drying. It's not like clay. If you had a Play-Doh outside and it started to dry, it would dry from the outside in as the water evaporated out. This is completely different because it's basically it'll start curing from the inside outward. So you'll notice it's not as bendable as it was. Once you see that happening, you might as well throw that batch away because you're not going to get much further with it.
Got it.
Now, once it is cured, you can sand it, you can shape it, you can drill into it, you can tap and CNC router it. It readily accepts paint, or something I started doing recently, it's kind of cool, you can actually pigment the stuff before it cures with, you know, there's various products from Smooth On they offer to cure these kinds of things. So basically you can mix in red, knead it all in like Play-Doh, and then once it's done, it's red through and through. That's in case you want to come back and you want to sand it or you want to do some etching or scratching or whatever to shape it with a Dremel. You're not going to lose any of your color. You're going to keep your base color, which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
Other things you can use it for. You know, I've used it as a molding material. So let's say, for instance, I've got a small piece. I want to mold it. I'll put the free form on one side of it, smash it in really good. Let it cure a little bit, spray it with some mold release, and then smash the other side onto it. Now you got a two-part mold you can pour into. You can also use it as a mother mold.
Don't talk about my mama.
Hey now, hey. Let's say, for instance, you wanted to do a silicone mold. So you've got a face, and you brush your silicone over it. You've got a really nice, thick layer. Well, you can't take the face out of that mold because it's just going to collapse. You have to put a mother mold on it. That can take a little bit of time. It's, you know, you got to get some plaster. It's kind of a pain in the butt. If you've got this stuff laying around, smash it together, press it on, come back the next day, and all of a sudden you have a fantastic mother mold. Very easy. We're talking to Haunter. So let's talk about price for a second. People are like, well, yeah, but hang on a second. You got to buy this, and plaster's cheap. Hey, everybody out there, this stuff is freaking inexpensive as hell. I bought a pint tester kit. So you basically got to get 2 pints. So you get a pint of A and a pint of B, which is quite a bit of dough or clay, if you think about the mass it is, and you can pick that up for less than $20 generally. So you get all of this for $20, and it goes so far. When I first walked into the store and I saw the stuff and I was told about it, I said, yeah, I'll pick some up. I looked down and saw the price. I bought 4 kits right there on the spot. That was 6 months ago. I use it all the time. I still have 1 unopened kit, if that gives you any idea on how far it goes.
I bought the tubs for $70. You get the part A and part B. I did the entire head, the thorns. I did a whole bunch of thorns all over the body of this thing, the teeth. Like I say, I really built out the head with it, and I still have at least half of that stuff left in each tub. So I've got plenty left over to do numerous other projects.
It's awesome, I'm telling you. Now, as far as safety, one of the things you're going to notice about this product immediately is the smell. It doesn't have a chemical smell. It smells like rotten feet. It's not pleasant. And if for no other reason than you don't want your hands to smell like that, Smooth-On recommends that you use gloves, and so do I. Latex gloves may not be your best choice, since I guess they do inhibit the cure, but there's vinyl gloves you can use. And I've used it without gloves before. You get a little bit of itchy, burny thing going on. You know about that, right, Chris? The itchy, burny thing?
Not on my hands.
But with the gloves, you can peel them off, throw them away, and you don't have the residual smell or the itchy, burny. What? Is this a date? Are we going out?
I did a cast of my my. Forget it. The sponsor may be listening.
No wonder you have so much left.
I'm a little hot because I just get burned.
So let's segue immediately into what have I used this for in the past 6 months. Well, like you've mentioned, teeth. I've also used it for eyeballs. I've built fake rocks with the stuff. For those non-haunters out there, I went against my evil nature and I made a snowman's nose, a carrot out of it, and the buttons down the front of his tummy or whatever. I helped my daughter with a school project and I made flies' legs out of it. I've done lots of mother molds and small casts. I did a really cool job there tonight. I'll talk about this. As you know, I did the props for the Kiss Monster mini golf here in Las Vegas. For those of you who don't know what that is, we're talking a Gene Simmons head that's 12 foot tall by 12 foot wide by 12 foot thick, 25 foot tall or long guitars, 14 foot tall boots. These are all carved from foam. They're freaking massive. I coated these with a combination of a gypsum and a gel coat, which makes them pretty darn hard. But think about this. You're in a mini golf course where you're giving every patron a freaking weapon. So I make these great foam props, and then you hand everybody a club. Well, they were doing their grand reopening one-year anniversary or whatever last week, and I went in to do the repairs and all the little divots in the props, and I used the freeform air for that. What I did was I got an approximate size ball, I stuck it in the divot, and then I used a piece of cellophane over the top, and I just rolled a roller over the cellophane, pulled it off. You know, I hardly even had to sand that. The painter came in the next morning, shot it all. You can't even tell where the damage happened. And the freeform air parts are actually stronger than the gypsum parts. What do you think about that?
How do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples?
Yeah, because it will actually, it will even stick to polystyrene foam. As it says right in the description.
It's very sticky stuff. You know, when you first mix it up, that's your best time to use it. After about 10 minutes, it starts to heat up. It gets really super sticky. You know, it'll start globbing on your gloves or your hands or whatever. All right, so a couple more things that I've done with this product. It's actually strong enough that I've done motor linkages. So, you know, sometimes you've got like a deer motor or whatever, and depending on what you're pushing, the poor little guy doesn't have enough oomph to push the prop. So you cut your weight back wherever you can. Well, just recently I made a motor linkage out of the stuff because it's strong enough and it weighs nothing. And you know what? That thing worked great. So I was pretty happy about that. And then finally, adhesive for props. You could take this stuff for anybody who hasn't used it, get you a little ball of it, roll it, put it on a 2x4, stick another 2x4 to it, come back in 4 hours. I challenge you to break those apart without a tool.
Anything else? Any last-minute details or fun facts about the freeform air?
I think I gave you all my fun facts and examples. What do you got?
I got nothing, man. I used it. It worked great. I loved it. I'm going to use it again.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? I actually talked to somebody high up in the SmoothOn office who does research and marketing and R&D for them. And he told me of a product out there called Freeform Earth. Now, I haven't had a chance to play with this stuff. I'm guessing by the name, it's heavier. But I will be getting a sample of that here in the mail, hopefully. And I'll check it out, and maybe on later shows we'll let you know what that's all about.
There you go. Especially if they become a sponsor.
Yeah, we're working that angle. Shh, shh. They might be listening.
I guess until next month.
Until next month. It was hard, heavy, short, and fast, man. It was great to talk to you as usual. And I guess to everybody out there, this is Denny or Den Haunt signing off. And remember, it's nice to buy a prop, but it's a hell of a lot more fun to build one. So get out there and build something.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.